Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. We open the broadcast. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 12th day of October 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's cooling on down into, when I got up this morning, it got down to 19 here, so it's cooling on down to winter weather. The snowflakes they show in the forecast are turning into raindrops, but we'll see. We can hope. We can hope for moisture. Anyway, let's see what we're going to get into today. Now, a U.S. government official is telling us that the supply chain nightmare could potentially last for years, guys. Potentially last. Oh, man. I'm telling you, this is just like fucking what Egypt and Rome did, man. This is fucking old hat. These are the old fucking propagandists, and we'll get into it as soon as we return. Take your brain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Now, a U.S. government official is telling us that the supply chain nightmares could potentially last for years. I mean, fucking people, this... How long has this country been, running? I mean, when it was peaking, running, what problem is there going on here? I mean, they try to, it's in different industries and all this different shit. Horse fucking shit, lying motherfuckers. I mean, it's this goddamn, they got 12 to 20% of their people that took a fucking, I don't even know that they took it. I mean, most of them probably took saline because they want to keep them around. But no, these people are saying they don't want to take the fucking shot. That's why there's no truck drivers. And to see, this is designed because they know those people are not going to fucking back off. Because who in the hell is going to die for a fucking job? And so this is a deliberate fucking action to hurt the American people, to fucking, to help pump up inflation until we can get to the Weimar Republic. And then maybe by the time that it fucking rolls around to the next selection, they can put old Donnie, the fucking fascist, fucking Adolf Hitler, fucking... fascist up there, and everybody will be ready for it then. We'll run those goddamn communists out of here. We'll be a fucking fascist country, people. This is fucking so fucking plain and simple and fucking... Well, I think they understand that the people have, you know, they're looking at... They can see that fucking muddy elephant in their fucking living room. This, you know, just where can we maneuver it? Where, step on its foot. Step on their arm. I mean, anything but fucking total commitment to the fucking... A fight against we the people, because we are at fucking war with these prick motherfuckers. This is from Economic Collapse. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. During a recent interview with Bloomberg, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, I think he's that faggot, ain't he? I don't know, admitted that some of the supply chain problems are currently facing could for last, quote, for years. I don't know about you, but to me, years and years sounds like a really long time. Hey, you starting to feel like fucking Venezuela? Everything's running smooth as a goddamn sewing machine, and all of a sudden, they come with this lie of COVID, and COVID is a fucking lie. It's never been isolated. It is not a fucking virus. It's just junk pieces of DNA that they're calling fucking COVID. They have no isolated fucking virus called COVID. They have no isolated immunity for it. They have no vaccine for it. They have a fucking biological weapon they'd like to stick in your fucking arm, and everybody understands it. And they're lying about the numbers. And that's kind of what this weekend showed when they shut Southwest Airlines down. The pilots, go find fucking people that can fly fucking planes. They're a rare breed. Most of them came out of the military. Let's see what son of a bitch is saying. Last for years and years. I don't know about you, but to me, years and years sounds like a really long time. It's bullshit. It is just these fucking communists. This is how they work. Right? What you fucking will do? You'll take that fucking shot. We'll fucking starve you. We'll try fucking starving us. We can see what we want. You know, like the song, Welcome to the Jungle. Remember what you see and take it eventually. Force us to fucking take what we have to take, you cocksuckers. See, that's what they're trying to do. They want to threaten, but they got no goddamn, they got a mercenary army that can't fucking touch us. We fucking outnumber them 10,000 to 1. They start this shit, they know they'll be fucking ripped to pieces in fucking short order. So they'll keep on fucking poking at us, trying to get some. Oh, no, terrorists! I'm terrorist. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's a little starving kid trying to eat something. He's eating grass. You think you're going to do this to us, you son of a bitches? That Pat Psaki, that fucking bitch, she was up on a fucking, doing her daily briefing a while ago, and she said there's the rumors going around, and it ain't fucking rumors. That the reason that Southwestern shut down was because they didn't have enough fucking pilots, because the pilots used their paid time off, you know, their sick leave time that they're going to lose anyway because they're not taking the fucking shot to fucking, to send a message. You know, you're not going to have no pilots. And look what that did. And that's what's wrong with the transportation fucking part of it. There's enough. I mean, God damn it. They've done this shit for how many fucking years, and they can't get the ships unloaded. They're just sitting there fucking week after week, just sitting there, bullshit. Oh, it's COVID. I bet you the dock workers are fucking refusing to take that shot too. What do you want to bet? At any rate, of course, that is not the only time that Buttigieg has made such a claim. During another recent interview, he used the words long-term to describe what we are facing. It's going to be long-term. It's going to be about a 7-year fucking war, and you're going to get wiped off this goddamn planet, you motherfucking communist fascist motherfuckers. It will be the Bill of Rights, and the people will be free again. We understand we got hardship ahead. You think this shit we're going through now is hardship? You ain't seen nothing. But it's that or fucking bend a fucking knee and become a fucking slave, and I will not do it personally. It's up to you. If you can bend that fucking knee, if your knee will bend. I thought American knees didn't bend. Buttigieg has said in recent interviews that, quote, it's an incredibly complicated situation. No, it's run for year after year, people. I fucking drove truck. I've been down to the fucking ports. I know how it fucking works. It works like a fucking machine. I mean, you bring them in, you load the fucking containers and onto the fucking trucks, and you take them out. I mean, as fast as you fucking can. You go in, the next guy's in line, he's waiting, he loads his. I mean, this ain't fucking rocket science. And then fucking, of course, the brokers are, you know, they're brokering the loads. Where does this load need to go? The trucker, he's there waiting on his fucking, his run. He's in the broker calls him and, you know, go to this port, pick that up, take it here, take it there. It's like, well, it was like they lost all the manifest. They don't know what's there. And it's just, oh, that's bullshit. It's a fucking lie and we're sick of your fucking lies. Saki. You look at the goddamn sun and they tell you it's dark and they expect you to fucking just accept it. Well, I don't accept it. And I'm not going to let these old propagandists fucking just rile me by, you know, it's like a fucking brat kid fucking, you know, nah, in your face, nah, you know, and you just, hey, let's quit that, nah, you know, until you fucking have to fucking, give them a swat on the fucking ass. And that's what these pricks need. They need a good swat on the fucking ass. And then they need to be fucking, round. Well, like I said, they've declared war on we the people. We better start fighting that fucking war because they're doing it this way. You see, now the pilots, they hit back last weekend. They hit back. They fucking, they didn't show up. 100 of them. And nobody was a good company man and came and took their fucking place either. And it fucked them hard. But they don't want that in the, in that part of the transportation industry, or maybe they fucking do. But that bitch came straight up and she said that was not the case, that wasn't what happened. Just like she tried to explain the container fucking ships. It's just these different things that got to go to different places. That's what it's always been. How fucking stupid you're stupid as that fucking Harris Faulkner. That bitch came on and started talking about spiking trees a while back, man. I laughed my ass off. And she's fucking thinks she's a fucking expert on every goddamn thing. And then they're talking about, you know, the spikes being dangerous. And then she talks about was they go to cut a tree and the spikes come flying out of them trees and hit people. I fucking laughed, man. And, you know, I think I mentioned it on the program and I said, you know, what happens if you hit a spike is the chain flies off the fucking saw and it goes wherever it goes and it rips ass. Or else in the mill when you go to cut the fucking, run the big saws to cut the boards, it hits a fucking one and the blade explodes. The spikes just don't come flying out of the tree. Boy, she tried to cover for that once and fucked it up and finally covered for it twice. But this is how ignorant these son of a bitches are. And they sit there with a smile on your face telling you of the doom and gloom to come. And they're just smiling like, but it ain't going to affect me because my fucking wallet's fat and I'm a part of the team. I got the saline shot. I know I did. I mean, fucking bastards. Isn't it remarkable how the, let's see, what do you say? Oh, it is an incredibly complicated situation. Oh, it's complicated. But the government is holding virtual roundtables. My goodness. Over fucking got something they do every day. We've been doing every day for fucking how long, people? All of a sudden, like, they just fucking can't get it done. But it has nothing to do with fucking telling the people that they're getting rid of all the employees that do the fucking work because they won't take the death shot. But that is the fucking reason. I mean, you can try to bullshit fucking people who have been fucking had bullshit thrown at them all their fucking lives and finally figured it out. It's more bullshit. I mean, you did that. I mean, it's goddamn paperwork. It ain't rocket fucking science to unload fucking containers and send them to their destination. You're just lacking employees because these people are saying, fuck you. And those longshore fucking unions, they're going to protect their people. They're going to say, fuck you. We're not taking it. And you go ahead and put some fucking Haitians down there and you will have years of this shit because, I mean, put anybody down there that's not a professional at their fucking job. I mean, you're talking moving a lot of fucking shit. That's why you have people that are in positions that are fucking invaluable. And one of those persons says, I ain't taking no fucking shot. Fuck you. I quit. Bye. Go get a goddamn third worlder to do that job. Go get a third worlder to fly them fucking planes. Get on it. See who will get on a goddamn plane being flown by a fucking Haitian refugee. With port operators, labor unions, and private companies, nevertheless, he told MSNBC last Thursday, the challenge will continue not only going into the next year or two, but going into the long term. I mean, fucking remember when this shit started? Well, it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks just to shut the curve and that'd be it. Everything back to normal. Did they lie to you? Have they not lied to you every fucking inch of the fucking way? I think everybody fucking knows. I truly do. Even the people who went for the shots and stuff are saying, man, I ain't taking that next shot. I know I fucked up, you know. I got sick when I took that son of a bitch. And they're not pulling off their fucking genocide, world genocide like they're supposed to be. They're not taking control like that, you know, like that world lockdown. It's one son of a bitch, the king at the top of the fucking the pyramid, you know, says fucking the country the world shut down. Everybody go in your house and stay there, and everybody's just running there like little children and sit down. We're not going to do that. We're going to live our fucking lives, you pricks. And when you come to try and fucking, if you ever do, because I don't know who in the fuck would be willing to die. How much would you have to pay somebody to try and force this blatant fucking treason? Not only treason, but goddamn, I mean, this is fucking sickness. This is communism 101. Everybody knows what you're trying to do. You want to make a goddamn slave out of every person on this planet that ain't a part of your fucking, Jewish fucking Zionist fucking goddamn leadership. They get to live their lives normally. I mean, just look at these fucking politicians like the prick down in California sitting there, $300 meals for everybody. Everybody's just laughing and stuff. The people serving them, they got to wear a fucking mask. It sounds like a class system to me. It sounds like fucking socialism to me. It sounds like fucking communism to me. Oh, it is, isn't it remarkable how the outlook for our economic future has changed so dramatically in just a matter of a few months? It is fucking remarkable. Something that has ran for that many fucking years and just all of a sudden, like, it won't work. That's because people in key positions were fucking just said, fuck you, I'm not taking your death shot, and they walked off the fucking job. See how fast you can get that fucking car going. That man, look at it stacking up. I mean, that fucking, there in LA, they show it. It is stacking up. See how fast you can move it. See if you can do my fucking job, asshole. And that was a smart thing to do. Because otherwise, they intended for you to train some son of a bitch to do your job and then fucking, maybe if you lived long enough. And then you're to die off and they do it for fucking pennies on the fucking dollar for what you did your fucking job. Earlier this year, we were told that we would soon be entering a new golden era of prosperity. And boy, can you feel it? I can feel it. I feel the prosperity all around me. I see it. But now inflation and shortages are causing chaos everywhere we look. You said one thing and something else happened. Is anybody shocked here? I mean, you fucking been going out there playing the stupid fucking corporate vote bullshit where you ain't voting for nobody but that who they put up there. They're selecting who's going to be fucking in fucking charge of you. And they're telling you, like the fucking cop, that sheriff telling that fucking person the other day, the governor orders you what to do. Really? Fuck you. No, nobody orders me. He does not have jurisdictional authority over me. I'm a free fucking national. You're missing one fucking document there. You'll bring up every once in a while, man. They don't even like to bring up the Declaration of Independence, which was written by the aristocracy that hijacked the fucking uprising, which I really don't give a shit about. But they they'll bring up that Constitution constantly. But when they fucking violate fucking the Bill of Rights, it's a constitutional right. No, it was a right before it was ever put on that fucking Constitution, son of a bitch. That's why they call them natural rights. You're born with them. And they're nothing that can be taken from you. Earlier today, I came across a Daily Mail article that boldly declared that stores across America have empty shelves right now. And you know they do. You know, I watched, old documentaries and stuff on the Soviet Union. That's how their fucking stores look. That's what they're trying to do is make us Russia. Like Russia's being run right now. That's what they fucking want. Because at the heart of it is fucking communism. At the heart of it is a dictatorship. At the heart of it, you do not have no free will. You have no freedom. You have no fucking liberty. You can own no property. Only the handful of the fucking super elite can own anything, including you. Stores across America have empty shelves thanks to a series of supply chain problems. My fucking ballsack. Tell the goddamn truth. I mean, why lie when we're looking right at it and we have the people who are actually doing this coming out and telling us this is what we're doing? I mean, they don't want to fucking, I'm sure the people who fucking are walking off the dock jobs and walking off the fucking truck jobs don't want to do it. I mean, they'd like to do their job and get paid and fucking everything fucking run. But we talked about Venezuela. You remember I told you. I say, how in the hell do you think it happens, people? You know, everything's running smooth. Everybody's fucking, everything's working out fine. And all of a sudden, the Jews told, oh, we got some, we elected this socialist, and he says you can't have fucking 95 cents of every fucking dollar that changes hands in this goddamn country. Our rich country. Our people are gonna have it. Just like Gaddafi. It's gonna be for my people, and it's gonna be in a dinar, not your fucking phony ass debt fucking fiat currency. Well then, something's gotta be done. You're challenging the power of the fucking Zionist Jew. You know, the fucking little handful of cocksuckers that are destroyed, and the misery makers. They make the whole goddamn world miserable. They have people kill each other. They're fucking diabolical and they need to be removed from this fucking planet. They are the misery. People could be happy without them. In the beginning of this country, Jews weren't allowed to come here. You do know that, right? And lawyers weren't allowed to be here. Period. Prolonging inflation. Let's see, a chain of problems that are prolonging inflation and could stretch into the new year with some retailers like Costco and Walmart, China, limiting the amount of toilet paper in some stores. Now, everybody's going to go out and buy fucking toilet paper like a mad fucking, like a goddamn, you know, I got to keep my ass clean. And all they got is either saying this shit, just like they're telling people, you know, they ain't gonna be able to get those, cargo ships in here with the Christmas toys on. But you better go buy Christmas right now. And to see if you'll fucking do it. So, you know what? Tell them, say, you know what? Shove Christmas up your fucking ass. We'll have an old fashioned real fucking Christmas. We'll have cookies and we'll have a tree and we'll have a fucking turkey if I have to go shoot the son of a bitch. And we will have a fucking Christmas anyway. We don't need your toys for Christmas. Let them let these fucking, licensed, because when you take a license, you become an agent of the government. These licensed agents of the government that claim to be the business owners in this country fucking starve. But they're not gonna let them fucking starve because, you know, they've had corporate welfare since the beginning of this country. All the fucking bitching and moaning I've heard over my life about the fucking welfare and them poor people getting goddamn food and shit. And when I find out, goddamn, fucking what's been taken by the fucking filthy fucking rich, the corporate elite, the monarchy, it's fucking, compared to what the people have taken, like a grain of sand off a fucking beach 50 fucking miles long, compared to what these pricks have fucking stolen. And it's been stolen from each and every one of us because they did not take it through the procedural due process of the law, for the law, ratified by the representatives of the people in the individual states, December 15, 1791. They're fucking in violation. They're in violation of the law. They're in violation of the law. COVID-19 doesn't exist. This is a fucking goddamn communist, fascist, and they're fascists. They're joined in on it. You see the goddamn, you out there believing that fucking bullshit. You see your Republicans stepping up to fucking put it into this shit? Why won't they step up and just tell you the truth? Why wouldn't they? Because they all shit through the same hole. It all is a fucking world fucking mafia. It is international corporate mafia. And they all fucking work together to fucking for our demise, to take what belongs to us. See, we're the American nationals. We are an odd group in the whole fucking thing. They're trying to make it look like, oh, they want to kill off all the white people. They want to kill off. And then, you know, they'll try to pretend like blacks should hate whites and everybody should, you know, and old people should hate young people and women should hate men and all this. Any way to fucking divide and conquer, they'll try. Because they know they can't fucking do it. When they're doing this, it's causing us misery. And we don't have to put up with this shit. We have laws that fucking that belong to we the people. All we gotta do is enforce them. We can hang or shoot every fucking one of them because they've declared war on our fucking rights to be free. They've declared war on our autonomy, on our fucking liberty, on our freedom. They've openly declared, and this is how they're gonna wage their fucking war. They're gonna do like the fucking Romans did, like the fucking Egyptians did. Now, you see, they'll let you get down to people are fucking going hungry. You'll be hungry and by the time that the next presidential election comes up, you'll be hungry. And then the next fucking election, next year, You'll be starting to get hungry, but man, they're going to try. If somebody's going to come up and they're going to, man, I have the solution. We got to let the United Nations take over the fucking ports and run them. And then they'll fucking drop the fucking mandate. The people will come back and they'll get paid more fucking money than they ever got paid. And everything will just, oh geez, we need world government. That's what we need. No, we need these motherfucking communists and these fascists to get the fuck out of our business. We need these fuckers that are pretending to be a fucking government where they have, what they did was cancel the republic and replaced it with the fucking corporate charter. So they, in violation of the ninth article of we the people's fucking absolute fucking unchangeable, unalienable fucking law. And they need to be fucking wiped off the face of this fucking planet. And they need to be, it needs to be done in such a way till the next son of a bitch who steps up. A politician ain't gonna be one to have a career. They're gonna be what they were supposed to be in the beginning. You know, you go, you spend a couple of years, you try to do a little good, you got some ideas, what have you. You put them up there and fucking as long as they don't violate the people's rights, maybe something good comes of it, maybe it don't, maybe you get hung if you try anything else. And that's all it's going to be. There ain't no professional. I've been in fucking office for 30 or 40 fucking years. What do you think that's what I'm not talking about George Washington. When I talk about the founders, I'm not talking about John Adams, James Madison. I'm talking about the fucking people. You think that's what the fucking people would have stood for back then? Oh, you can be a congressman for the rest of your fucking life. And you'll be your life's career. Oh, that ain't going to be breed corruption. If there was fucking term limits in the fucking, I don't want to argue within the fucking admiralty. But I'm saying if we did have a government, which we do not, and you sure as hell would have term limits. That way there would be no institutionalized power like fucking Nancy Pelosi sitting up there. Oh, her and her, you got her and Bernie Sanders and fucking Barack Obama and the squad. You got a goddamn communist committee running your fucking country. Running it into the ground, by the way. Are things getting better? Are they? Even the stupidest of the stupid are starting to see it. A lot of fucking these goddamn, communists are starting to be going against communism. Man, this ain't communism. This ain't communism I read about. It's all bliss and happiness and somebody else does all the work and just sit around on your ass and you fucking play video games all day, man. That's what I'm in this for. I made a good money out there fucking protesting and burning buildings and it was kind of cool to have the cops fucking on our side because they're communists too. Because they're unauthorized by the people and they're operating under the fucking authority of the fucking corporation. They're not acting, they just can't exist in our fucking autonomous society. We have a sheriff and then we have we elect an under sheriff and we elect in a coroner. And see that you just got a sheriff and two guys, how are they going to handle this thing that it takes fucking 1,000 people to do? In the first place, you're going to quit fucking with people. And then you're going to get everybody out of this goddamn country that isn't an American national. You're going to have to fucking leave. Get the fuck out. You don't get what's ours, you motherfucker. You'll get a bullet in your fucking head if you try it. Once you get all that done and the fucking make them return the wealth, man, the tension level is going to go way fucking down in the first place. But if there is fucking a problem, if there's a big fucking problem, that sheriff of that fucking jurisdiction will step up. And fucking, he could do it as himself in his own personal capacity. He could file a fucking complaint. You know, like if there's, like a gang of fuckers that come in or, start forming a game like MS-13, he could fucking say, he'd say, causing a fucking public, break into peace. Cause that's one of the fucking jobs of the sheriff is to preserve the peace. And he can fucking go and he can go, round up, a posse from the people. So everybody's going to be saying they ain't going to like want these little motherfuckers walking around chopping up their people with machetes. So they round up the fucking the people and deputize them, and they'll go after the son of a bitches. And if they want to say, well, we're a world organization, we're going to bring 10,000, really? Well, then we're bringing out the state militia. We're bringing 1 million. You ready to fucking rock? Now, see, that's how it's supposed to work. And all the rest of the time, you're not paying these motherfuckers for driving around fucking, being goddamn nothing more but highwaymen robbing you. I mean, fucking using asset forfeiture to fucking, not even a charge just to stop and fucking rob you on the side of the goddamn road. That wouldn't exist. The only time there'd ever be a big power in the fucking, as far as, keeping the peace in this fucking country would be when the fucking, there was a filing in the common law court and the jurisdictional authority was there for the sheriff to call on a goddamn posse. And if the posse wasn't enough, then the goddamn state militia. And if it's like this fucking invasion from the south we're facing here, then it would be the fucking, call up the goddamn, the people at all. The unregulated militia. Everybody get your gun and head for the border. We're being fucking invaded. Blow them back across the fucking border. How long do you think it would take, people? Right now, if we could do it. Everybody that's fucking sick and tired of this shit. If right now, I just said fucking, I came up with this sheriff of this county and I come up in front and I said, I'm calling out the fucking, the bulk of the people, the unregulated militia. This is an invasion of our country. It is your duty to fucking defend the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights is being fucking trashed. These people are coming across our border aided by these fucking criminals that have fucking already infiltrated our country and created an unlawful corporation, unlawful 14th Amendment, and are trying to subjugate us. How long do you think it would take if the people were unleashed on these motherfuckers? But then again, the people should unleash themselves. And this fucking, when this happened, I mean, God damn it. I mean, the writings were left by your fucking forefathers to tell you why that Bill of Rights was put in place. It's for this situation we're in right now. It's not only your right, it's your duty. And if every one of us turned right now and turned and started shooting these fuckers out of our fucking country and hanging these fucking suits, or shooting these fucking suits, these fucking criminals, because they are criminals by definition of the fucking our law. Plain and simple. They are fucking claiming an authority over us that makes us slaves. When our ninth article says that there no authority can exist that would deny or disparage any of our rights. So they're an unlawful fucking rogue authority that's trying to entrench itself. And see, they keep talking about fucking China. And we're getting up, you know, it's getting to the point where people about ready to happen, people. Oh, well, and I heard one of them generals come up, Jack Keane, and said, well, yeah, but I think that, China might start moving faster. Because they're talking about China, you know, fucking taking over the, beating us in cyber, technology. Well, goddamn, if you fucking every technology, it's just like with the fucking Russians when we were building the nuclear bomb. If you're giving it to them right as you're getting it, and then they don't have to fucking pay for the development of the base fucking technology, then they could. All they got to do is go spend the money on the fucking work to fucking fine tune and hone it, huh? I guess they would get ahead of us. And I mean, I got another story here about a guy who quit. Said, no, it's just sellout. This goddamn Joe Biden, he fucking tells you, I mean, he's in bed with the communists. His son's in bed with the communists. All of these cocksuckers in bed with the communists. What in the fuck are we doing looking at these ships out in the goddamn harbor anyway? Why wasn't the ship made right here in America where the resources came from to make them? Because they couldn't make a fucking piece of junk with fucking goddamn an 8-year-old fucking Chinese kid that didn't have enough breakfast. That's why. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Let me tell you something. Now I don't want to get you uptight, but give your head a call. one chance. Better get it right first time. And you can't be playing. If you lose, you gotta pay. If you make just one wrong move, you get blown away. Expect no mercy.
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 You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that course that was Nazareth. Expect no mercy, and that goes for both ways. No quarter asked, none given. You low-life motherfuckers. Now, I was talking about Psaki. Telling them about these conspiracies, the things they're saying out there, the reasons why, like Southwest Airlines fucking canceled all those flights and people were left fucking hanging and shit. But the bottom line here is this was mentioned like in a 10-second thing. I heard it just for 10 seconds about the pilots. But that was, no, that ain't true. Here's from one of the fucking pilots. A Southwest pilot explains what happened over the weekend. Now, and who are you going to believe? Psaki or the fucking guy that flies the plane? This is from American Greatness sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Southwest Airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights Friday through Sunday and hundreds more on Monday because employees called in sick or refused to sign up for overtime hours over the holiday weekend, a Southwest Airlines pilot told American Greatness. Southwest blamed, quote, air traffic control issues. What? There was no fucking weather. There was nothing. They think they can tell you any goddamn thing. And they will. And they know that they're lying. But nonetheless, the shelves are going empty, aren't they? And they're going to continue to push this shit until we push back. An inclement weather for the canceled flights was the problem. For the canceled flights. But the problems were actually a direct result of the airline's announcement on October 4th that all of its 56,000 U.S. employees were required to be vaccinated against the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, it does not exist, or face termination. Southwest Airlines LUV stock plunged Monday after the airline experienced a massive cancellation and delays. The carrier's 10,000 pilots are the most conservative collection of white-collar employees in the country, explained the pilot who asked to remain anonymous for fear of reprisal. He estimated that at least 60-70% of the pilots at Southwest are, like himself, former military. The tyrannical mandate, he explained, erased all of the goodwill pilots and other conservatives employees had felt toward the air company. That newfound ill will manifest itself over the 3-day weekend, not with an organized strike, but with many disgruntled employees calling in sick or not signing up for the overtime to help the airline fulfill the increase in flights typical for a holiday weekend. Gary Kelly, the CEO of Southwest, told employees but last week that the airline had no choice but to comply with the regimes, and that's regimes, and these are unlawful fucking orders without jurisdiction. This is fucking the communists that have that occupy our capital and our fucking and our White House, and have a fucking army up there and fucking Constantina wire to protect them while they're doing this shit. Comply with the regime's vaccine mandate. The pilot told American greatness that the mandate did not set well with him or his colleagues. This is a collection of very conservative white-collar professionals that are very successful and have done well, he said. You mandate a vaccine on them, and these aren't necessarily people that are going to comply, he explained, adding to some extent they're going to resist, which is what's happening with the fucking truckers and the fucking dock workers. This is fucking plain as the nose on your face, and it was orchestrated through a fucking lie. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. And they planned this whole fucking thing, where with the ships backed up in the harbors and the fucking flights being fucked and people just getting pissed off and mad. But see what you're supposed to do here, people. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get mad at these pilots. You're supposed to get mad at these dock workers. You're supposed to get mad at these truck drivers that will not take the jab. See, there for a while, they were trying to make it look like, goddamn, the anti-vaxxers, there's just so many of them. They're ready to wipe you 10, 20% out. But then if I can come to the realization, this is the reality. This is where their numbers fail. Because it's just like with the goddamn guns. You know, they try to tell you that, people do want to get, 90% of the people want to get rid of all the guns, and it's just that few handful and that NRA. And that NRA that's doing it, but actually, the cells have been fucking breaking records every month, so that shows that they're fucking lying about the numbers. And this shows they're lying about the numbers. That's why the ships are backed up, that's why the fucking airline fucking shut down. Because they said, no, we're not. And the thing is, it has to be, if it was just a simple few, they were going to replace with National Guard. You got guys you do got guys that fly planes in the National Guard, I'm sure, but the ones that can fucking fly those big commercial planes and work those fucking hours and take those fucking positions, I don't fucking think so. He said, that over the holiday weekend, Southwest probably saw a 20% increase in flights and relied on the goodwill of pilots to fly those extra trips. The way Southwest schedules these flights these days, he said, is they rely on a significant number of pilots to pick up an extra trip for time and a half overtime pay. That time and a half pay is usually enough of an enticement to draw the needed number of pilots to fly those trips, he said. After the vaccine mandate, however, Southwest shouldn't have expected any pilots to sign up for those extra flights, he said. The same was true for the pilots who called in sick. Let's say I was supposed to work this past weekend after the vaccine mandate, and you know what? I'm going to lose my sick days in a month or 45 days, so I might as well just use them now and stay at home and help potty train my 2-year-old. You know what I mean. The pilot said, these are my sick days and I own them and they're mine. He continued, so you have some people calling in sick and then you have this extra 20% of flights, that they're relying on people to come out there and cover. The pilot explained, and people like me are saying a week ago, you mandate me to do something I'm not comfortable doing, so these are these are the dominoes beginning to fall, and that's what we're starting to see, but they want this. See, they want to disrupt everything. They want the fucking shelves, they want the people hungry. And if that handful of 90% of the people are saying fuck you to that fucking vaccine, won't take it. Man, we should force them. We should go. You ain't got enough fucking people and you know it. You're failing. That fucking mummy you are calling president, which would be only a CEO of a company, he is fucking hiding. Yeah, this whole goddamn communist thing it's gonna fall apart in America. People are not going to fucking settle for being goddamn slaves in this country. They've enjoyed, we haven't had our true freedom, people. Not from the fucking get-go. But we've lived freer than most people on this goddamn planet for long enough for me, at least when I was young. I live fucking fairly free. Though the laws of December 15, 1791 were violated ad nauseum all the time. I mean, the creation of the fucking Blackwater USA corporate policing force. I mean, a total violate. They should all been hung just for that. And the removal of the common law courts, they all should have been hung just for that. They couldn't do it. They didn't have the authority. It's just like everything else they're doing with these mandates and these guidelines. They do not have the fucking authority. And they'll tell you they don't have the authority, but we're going to do it anyway. And if you don't, you'll be punished. If you don't volunteer, there will be a fucking consequence. Well, then that's not volunteerism now, is it? Now, that's coercion. Now, they, I mean, they're just playing both ends against the middle and the fucking, I'll tell you what, the wick's burning right up to your fucking fingers, bastards. He stressed there was no organized stick out, is what he's calling it, or even unofficial talk amongst themselves about calling in sick. Nothing like that is going on, he insisted. However, the pilot went on to note everyone knew that it was going to be a busy weekend and the airline would be relying on everyone working together like we were all one happy family. I knew what the consequences of what me doing what I doing that would do, he said. I knew it would make a tight weekend even tighter, but did I know that there would be maybe 100 other people doing it? No, I did not. He defended his actions, saying all I was doing was using my sick days before I get terminated. So, I mean, these guys here, I mean, they're applauded. And no, you anti-vaxxing motherfucking punk bitch motherfuckers ain't going to do nothing about it. And you ain't going to make the people fucking go against their own. We do not want your death shot. We do not want to be depopulated so you can live on this fucking earth as gods with 500 million to fucking serve you so that you have little kids to fucking rape all day long if that's what you want to do. And you can act like you fucking... like you're fucking, well, back in jolly old England again, huh? With the serfs. I mean, I want that one, bring that one up there, the king, prima nocta. I want to fuck every fucking, guy's new wife. Every time somebody gets married, I want to fuck his wife on the fucking first day. On their wedding night. You think of what kind of goddamn hate that breeds. And then they tell you you shouldn't hate. You shouldn't hate. I'll tell you what, the motherfuckers that came out there in Concord and fucking the people that beat those fucking British clear back to Boston and then shot them out of fucking Boston, I think they hated. I think they had burning hate in their fucking hearts. I think that's what it takes to fucking secure freedom. You better have the fucking balls and you better have the brawn and you better have the fucking hate of your fucking enemy that your enemy has for you. You think these motherfuckers love us? You think they love you? Let's see what else we got here. Oregon senator calls for investigation into alleged COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Statistical manipulation from Epic Times. Oregon State Senator Kim Thatcher and Dennis Lithencombe, both Republicans, have petitioned acting U.S. Attorney General or Attorney. Acting U.S. Attorney, okay, Scott E. Aspag, I'll just call him Astag, to launch a grand jury investigation into the measurement of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Statistics by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Thatcher and Lithium, I mean, goddamn, where the Lithicum, looks like Lithiacum. Submitted the petition in a letter on August of 16th after gathering signatures from 1,718 Oregonians and 53,032 Americans. The petition, the senators expressed concern over the measurement and reporting of the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccine doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. It is a biological agent made for fucking international genocide. Advertise are adverse reactions, including fatalities and injuries. The lawmaker stated that a whistleblower under sworn testimony said the data reported under the CDC's vaccine adverse events reporting system may have been underreported by a factor of 5. And if they're minting to five, times that times three, 15. I mean, at least three. These sons, they get caught every day lying about the fucking numbers, and then we missed it by, you know, a fifth. Or by five. Five times, it was five times more than what, five times? That's quite a bit. I mean, fucking did you go, oh, maybe it was that Common Core math. Maybe they just agreed on a fucking number and it was a consensus. But it's all coming out. People are fucking digging and people are fucking, you know, putting it in the fucking spotlight. They're shining light on the fucking, on that dirty little fucking nasty dark spot where these fucking slithering slime balls fucking hang out. Regarding the diagnosis of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, through widely used PCR tests, the senator said that the CDC and the FDA setting of one particular test perimeter, the cycle threshold, generated false positives resulting in inflated numbers of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, cases, hospitalizations, and death. Harvard epidemiologist Dr. Michael Mina told the New York Times in August 2020 the test with too high of a threshold may detect not just live virus but also genetic fragments. Mina suggested setting the cutoff at 30 cycles or less. Now, we all know that fucking 30 cycles, you're already fucking past the limit. So you're going to get false positives at 30. Thatcher expressed concern over the cycle threshold of 28. Now, that's was the highest that they said that could go, that it might, that you might could get a accurate fucking test, you know, a diagnosis of it. Might. But no, there was no goddamn COVID-19 found at 28. Or there would be an isolated study of it. They'd show it to you. They'd show the goddamn immunity where the fucking person who they got the sample from, how, the immunity that attacked it and destroyed it. When testing vaccinated individuals, according to the petition, a low cutoff is likely to eliminate false positive results and thereby reduce the number of vaccine breakthrough cases. I mean, see, they've got this whole thing in such a clusterfuck. That when somebody goes in, oh, he had the shot, he died of COVID. He died of COVID-19. He got the COVID in spite of the shot, see? But I was talking to somebody, pretty close family, dumbass motherfucker at work, went and fucking got the goddamn shot. And it was about 3 weeks later and he got sicker than a fucking dog. I mean, he missed days at work and everything, laying in the bed, just sicker than shit. And I was talking to him. And I said, tell me you didn't take that fucking shot. And he goes, well, they had this program down at work. I go, that's what fucking gave it to you, dude. He goes, I'm starting to understand. He goes, I know, I'm not taking the second shot. I mean, I don't know what that first shot's going to do to you, buddy. I mean, we've seen what it's done in just a short time, all the people it's killed, and the fact that they're lying about the goddamn numbers right here. They're telling you they're lying about the numbers. They're telling you they can't identify COVID-19 with this fucking very statement I just fucking got through reading. They're doing the fucking slides at 30 fucking slides, you know, instead of fucking 28. 28 was the max that you could come up with a fucking reliable result. And the minimum they're going to is 30. So the tests are bullshit. They do not have a fucking isolated fucking virus. They do not have a vaccine for that virus. It's all plain and simple. Enough people have stepped up and fucking told the truth. Fucking doctors from around the world, fucking epidemiologists from the world, fucking scientists from around the world have stepped up and they've even told you this is a goddamn biological agent made to fucking depopulate the goddamn planet. Look who's fucking involved. Bill Gates. The big pharma and the CDC as fucking corporate partners. You know that fucking Bill Gates is wanted in Africa for crimes against humanity for the women he sterilized there with his vaccines. Are we going to put up with these cocksuckers like Bill Gates? And are we going to put up with any of this shit? Either we got to make our minds up. Fuck, you got like a handful of motherfuckers that are. They're making everybody miserable. They're ruining what's left of our lives. If you older people like me, they're going to see the rest of my life be fucking sitting here telling you fucking something that should be obvious to anybody. And I think it really is at this point. But at the same time, there's 60,000 goddamn Haitians headed this fucking way, just left Panama, headed, and they're going to trace them all the way here and across your fucking border. What do you have? What are you paying a border patrol for? Please tell me. What are you paying them for? I see them doing out there. They showed them today out there in them fucking boats doing water rescues and then bringing them on over to the American side. These motherfuckers are the generations, two generations to one generation ago that crossed fucking illegally and got in and got fucking, you know, they got their green cards and got it all handed to them just like they fucking planned to do. See, they want, they want is this third world workforce. But at a certain level, you know, they can fucking, if it's, something that doesn't involve, a higher educational, a higher education and high skill, they can fucking do that. But it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to us because it's our fucking resource. Fuck them. They can get out. But we're talking about, we're coming up on starving times here, people. They're telling you. People are going to go fucking hungry. While they're bringing 60,000 fucking third worlders in here, those people are going to get fed before your kids do. I think you can realize that by now, can't you? You understand who these fucking international communists and fascists and fucking corporations fucking represent, can't you? You can see the capitalism going on here, can't you? You can see which way the fucking wind's blowing, can't you? I mean, they're feeding them now and housing them right now down on the fucking border, buying them fucking motel rooms while your people are sleeping under the goddamn bridges on the fucking highway. People who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country and beyond. This is fucking, no, there's, it's fucking betrayal. If you can, I mean, you should have figured it was betrayal fucking years ago. This is a goddamn outright straight up attack on the fucking people, the American nationals of this United States, of these Americas, and our fucking law. Ratified December 15, 1791. I'll keep saying that over and over too, motherfucker. Because it's simple. It's simple what you're fucking doing, and you're not going to get a fucking way with it. Because some people out here, I mean, fucking, I mean, it's lead, follower, get the hell out of the way. And you fucking gun polishers, just get the fuck out of the way. Quit speaking. Quit acting like you're a part of any of this other than you're a fucking corporate goddamn militia. You're Tory fucking militia. You're ready to step in for the fucking enemy and you need to be taken out just like the rest of them because you would sell my fucking rights for a fucking dollar. You'd sell your own mother as a whore for $2. Hell, you'd do it for 50 cents. Let's admit it. At any rate, people, that's enough ranting for today. We're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just keep looking at this shit for what it is. They're going to keep pouring it at you and pouring it at you. Threat, 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 threat. But when these guys step up, man, I fucking, I say, go, right, way to go, pilots. Way to go, fucking, the fucking workers, you know, the ship, yard workers. Yep. Yes, sir. Yeah, the goddamn, shipyard workers. Way to go. And far as fucking them depriving us of anything, it's right there. I can see it. You know, fucking, if all of us decide to go down there and get it, we'll just fucking take it. We will fucking take it. Belongs to us anyway. We'll take it off the fucking bill of what you fucking owe us, you thieving motherfuckers. And that is the word from the trenches.